Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we're sitting down with Dr. Pamela Payne Foster. She is a preventative medicine public health physician and professor of community medicine and population health. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Payne Foster.
Thank you so much for having me.
So April is National Minority Health Month.
Yes.
So today, we're going to talk about the importance of improving the health of racial and ethnic minority communities and reducing health disparities.
Sure.
Let's first start with the theme this year, which is be the source of better health, improving health outcomes through our cultures, communities, and connection.
Yes. So this is National Minority Health Awareness Month, and I put the emphasis on awareness because we really want the community to be aware of these issues. A lot of these issues have been in health spaces with health providers, in the health community. But we want to spread the word that this is really a community issue that we need to pay attention to. I love the theme this year, talking about the three C's, dealing with culture, communities, and connection. And it really speaks to this area of public health that we talk about that involves really going deeper into health, what really causes health outcomes in certain populations that have challenges in these areas around the social determinants of health. So we'll get a little bit more into that. So that's what those three C's really get at.
Can you talk a little bit about the history of this month?
Sure. The history is so fascinating. In 1910, Booker T. Washington came up with this concept of National Negro Health Week. And at that time, he was really interested in health. He was collecting data from communities all over the country. Communities would send in their reports about what was happening around health, and he would collect that data. So that's really where it started. And the government really later on took it back up in 2000, many, many years later, through a resolution to really have this become a national sort of spread it from a week to a month and really focus on particular communities, usually racial, ethnic communities, but that's not the only sort of health disparities we look at to really make sure we pay attention to those communities to make everyone healthier.
So let's define the health disparities and talk about what that means.
Sure. It's a particular type of health difference that's really closely linked to social, economic, or environmental disadvantages. And it adversely affects groups of people who have systemically, and I use the word systemically because it's a systemic problem, that where they have experienced greater obstacles to health based on ethnic, racial, that's the one we really kind of focus in on. But we also look at religion, socioeconomic status, gender, age, mental status, cognitive status, sensory and physical disabilities, social, sexual orientation. So many, many different areas where people are disadvantaged.
You also mentioned the five domains of what you termed SDOH.
SDOH, social determinants of health. So yes, so this is where we're really looking at those three C's, those connections, culture, and community. And so educational access is one. We know that people that have lower economic access have lower health outcomes, and those who have higher educational access have higher health outcomes. A lot of it has to do with health literacy and how they can really understand the health system, which is very complex, as we know. Also, economic is our second domain. Poverty, we know, is a major issue around poor health outcomes, and we know certain communities have higher levels of poverty than others, so really paying attention to that. The third is neighborhood and built environment. So what are we doing in our neighborhoods to really make and help people be healthy? For example, in the South, we don't have as many sidewalks as other places in the country. So those are things we need to begin to pay attention to. Another big one is healthcare access and quality of their healthcare of certain groups. We know that insurance, for example, those who are underinsured have less access to a physician or healthcare or other providers of healthcare. We know that, for example, we're in a state where Medicaid expansion has not been realized, so that access to medical insurance or coverage is important. But the quality of healthcare is also important. We know that there's some implicit bias, racism of some providers with certain ethnic racial groups. So we really do begin to pay attention to that. And the last one is social and community context. So we're beginning to know from the literature that people need to have be connected to each other. We found that out with COVID, of course, that is an important part of health and wellness. So really paying attention to that as well. So, but the important thing I think with this month is that it's not just us as healthcare providers who should be paying attention to these issues. The community has a role to play in all of those five domains. I mentioned economic, I mentioned education, I mentioned healthcare access and quality, neighborhood built environments, and social context and connectiveness.
For someone watching this, what would be some suggestions of things they can do to help?
Yeah, so I think the first thing would be to get knowledgeable about what health disparities are. I gave the definition, but to continue to learn about this area and what some of the specific diseases are that we see, that where we see differences between racial ethnic groups and maybe minority and majority populations. There have been about six diseases that have been identified, but there are many more. Diabetes is one, cardiovascular disease, cancer, HIV/AIDS, adult immunizations like COVID and flu vaccines, and then infant mortality. So really beginning to be aware of what those issues look like in your particular community and maybe joining some groups or coalitions that really deal with those issues. I know there are lots of community groups that deal with infant mortality, for example, and maybe finding out where they are in your area and getting involved.
Is there anything you would recommend for people to do with their primary physician, like being more proactive or communicating better?
Yeah, I mean, that would be more one-on-one, dealing with your own individual health, so we always encourage that. But maybe talk to your provider about how you can get involved around some of these health disparities and what they probably know some organizations that they can maybe connect with and join. Their resources may be online that you could look at. All the health agencies this month have resources on their websites. One good one is the Health and Human Services website, hhs.gov. I got information off the NIH, National Institutes of Health website. So go to those websites and also maybe Google, because people are good at that, health disparities, the National Minority Health Awareness Month, and see what resources out there. Because when I Googled it, there was a toolkit on there that they can actually access and get information.
Well, thank you very much for sharing this valuable information with us today.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else you want to share?
No, just one thing. I really believe in the power of community members to really solve some of these issues we have around health disparities. And so I say power to the community and get involved and get moving.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.